yeah! Here we are, Saturday morning at the Get Outdoor Expo, Tut Hill Park, County Park, outside of Flagstaff, going on all day today and tomorrow. We're here visiting with Jeff Carmichael of Rias Home Energy Audit Inspectors and Air Conditioning Contractors, Insulation Contractors. When y'all find out what needs to be done, y'all can provide the services to fix it.
Absolutely.
We're offering a Rosie on the House special for Rosie listeners in the Phoenix area. The number?
480-969-7500.
And also
feel free to visit us online, reis.com, R-E-E-I-S.com.
Now, I think the last time y'all were on, your switchboard was kind of overflowed.
That's right.
So we don't want people to get aggravated with busy signals, right?
Yeah. Don't get upset with Heather. We care about you. We care about getting you taken care of. So please, if we don't get your call this morning, send us that online inquiry, and we will get back to you first thing Monday morning.
All right. We're here talking with Jeff about beating those high energy bills through the course of the summer. And as we're on the topic, we have a guest walk up, Jason. And, Jason, you're a listener of the show down in the Valley?
I sure am.
Yeah?
Yes.
You've been listening for a while?
A couple years.
All right.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Sure.
So you brought the family up here for the Outdoor Expo, enjoying a weekend in the Pines?
Yeah. We left Surprise, Arizona, 7 o'clock this morning for the road trip up, and we're going to spend the night in Flagstaff and...
Very good.
All right. We were at bottom of the hour break, and Jason came up to me and said, I got to talk to you about super cooling. Why don't you share with the listeners what your story is?
Sure. We've been hearing about the topic about super cooling for months now, and I have a coworker at our school that had done some super cooling in the past,
yeah.
and she said she was able to save some money.
All your friends calling you saying, hey, I hear you on the air. Okay, so a coworker.
Coworker, kind of influenced us, my wife and I, to give it a try 1 month.
Okay.
And we were skeptical because we,
As most are.
Last year at this time, we had $400 electric bill.
Okay.
Last summer, we didn't have a pool.
Okay.
And this summer, we did build a pool, and we decided to give it a shot, and we actually ended up saving $75.
You've added a swimming pool.
Added a swimming pool.
Converted to super cooling, mm-hmm. and year over year for the month of June, you saved $75, and your power consumption went up.
Correct.
Off peak.
That's the key. And after going on the website and looking at the on peak and off peak usage, it's really a shocker how much money you can save if you can use the off peak electric.
Okay, now you've got two beautiful girls here.
Mm-hmm.
Is this your whole family?
This is Quinn.
Quinn
and Avery.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And my wife Shauna's over there in the grandstands watching the flying dogs.
The flying dogs. Four in the family.
Four in the family.
Okay. We like to tell people if you can get to under 15% purchase on peak, you're going to save a good amount of money.
Yeah.
What have y'all been able to milk out?
As far as?
Buying on peak.
Buying on peak, 1%.
Come on.
1% we use.
You're buying 99% off peak.
Off peak.
Wow.
Correct.
I think
correct.
That's a record setter.
And Jason, what are you keeping your thermostats at?
Right now?
Yeah.
It drops down to 69 degrees.
Okay.
At midnight, and it stays there, and then shuts off at 12 o'clock.
Okay.
At noon.
Okay.
And the house is able to stay. I think the hottest it rose was to 80 degrees.
Okay.
Now in the past we didn't set the temperature lower than 82 degrees.
Yeah, right.
So we were always conservative, in the past.
Always paying too much money.
Paying too
and
much.
And always uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable.
How about
correct.
That? Jason,
correct.
We really appreciate
yes.
you sharing your story of success with
absolutely.
Super cooling. Thanks a million.
I appreciate it. Thank
all
you.
All right. How about that, Jeff? He adds
a
swimming
deal.
Pool, goes to super cooling, and cuts his bill by 25%. Now, and 1% on peak.
You're right.
That's incredible.
And also, keep in mind, June and July have been exceptionally warm year over year.
Oh, man.
And that's hard data. That's not, just feeling warm. It's been record temps for the past 3 months now. So combined with $75 savings, that ain't bad.
Okay, so we were talking about what a home energy audit involves, what kind of equipment. We talked about the pressure test.
Right.
That we're going to try and find every leak your outside wall has. I tell people, think of your home as an envelope.
That's right.
And you're trying to condition everything in it. You're either trying to cool it in the summer or heat it in the winter. But year-round, you're going to want to be filtering it.
That's exactly right.
For your indoor air quality.
Yep.
So we put a blower door test. Y'all put a blower door test, and you suck all the air out of the house. That vacuum has to be made up somehow.
Right. So.
So that's where we determine where all the leaks are.
Exactly. Yeah. And then during that process, one of the biggest, the largest return on your investment item, which is also backed by SRP and APS, is duct sealing. While that home is depressurized, we're able to determine, is your duct system sealed or not? And that's a real low-hanging fruit, real high return on your investment improvement that we can do.
And you know what? I can answer that question without you even putting the test on.
Okay. You can't.
All ductwork leaks.
All duct. If it wasn't sealed,
Yeah,
by us or
how many duct seal tests do you run where you find they don't need to be sealed?
I would say 1 in 100.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
duct sealing.
Duct sealing, while your home's depressurized, we're going to determine how significant that air loss is in the duct system, and then be able to guide you through the recommendations of the proper way to seal it, the large rebates that you get from the utility providers for the work. And then, not only the return on investment on your wallet, but as well as the air quality in your house, as well as the utility savings, and then also looking at just the overall comfort. When 30 to 40% of your air is going into your attic, just imagine what it is to have 100% of that going into your home.
Well, you pay the money to condition the air.
Right.
However you're conditioning it, you condition it.
Correct.
It passes your air handler and the A-coil.
Yeah.
And now we want to protect as much of that as possible.
Exactly.
Get it delivered where we want it.
Exactly.
Intentionally. And I have to tell you now, I was talking about how technology has improved the last 10 years. I felt there was a system that would, through a gas, seal the inside of your ductwork.
Yes.
Early tests on that product that I saw 10 years ago were, at the very least, inconclusive.
It looked like snake oil.
And that technology has come a long, long way.
Yeah, and that product is called AeroSeal.
Yeah.
They own all the rights to that product. And we were just like you. We thought it was it would just look so awesome, and there was no way that we could, comprehend what it was at the time.
Yeah.
So we over the time, have seen the results, seen the benefit, and it's outstanding.
Yeah.
So we're huge advocates of the AeroSeal, and that's one way to seal the ductwork.
When you can get to the ductwork, when you can access the attic, you mechanically wrap and seal.
We would, if we can get to it, it's half the cost to hand seal it. So if we have the access, by all means, we're going to do that method and get the same results. And it takes about the same amount of time. So
flat roof, territorial home, all the ductwork's buried in 7-foot soffits.
Correct. Then we're going to use that AeroSeal product.
There's no way to get in and seal it.
And
other than that.
Also, if your duct system lives in soffits throughout your home, we call that rigid metal trunk lines. Sometimes, if it's a significant amount of leaks, we may be able to access it, but we'll still want to AeroSeal it. It's just going to save you on the having us do the insulation afterwards, the tedious task for my guys to seal that ductwork is a little bit more difficult. So AeroSeal does work in those applications as well.
Okay, so AeroSeal will not only seal up your supply ductwork,
correct,
but I've seen huge violations in the return plenums.
Which is, I would rather homeowners have seal the return than the supply side almost. All your return and what we're talking about when we're referring to your return is where you replace your filter. So that's the vacuum that's pulling all the heat and moisture out of your house when your air conditioning unit is operating.
It's how your air conditioning breathes in.
Exactly. So we need to breathe in. But just imagine all the dust and particles and pollutants that are floating around your attic, and then not to mention the 130, 140 degree temps. When you're bringing that into your air conditioning unit and you're asking your AC unit to cool down that temperature along with the dust and the pollutants and the particles, all you're getting is that back into your house. So now you're not getting the cold air that you're paying for, A, and then B, you're getting all the junk in your house.
If you have a split air conditioning system and your air handling unit is mounted on a platform, the frame 2x4s, sheetrocked or galvanized, however you know you see them done different ways, the chances you return air plenum are about 100%.
It is.
Leaking. The fact that it's leaking.
Yes.
You've actually got to get in there, crawl in there, and seal that up, that whole cavity up from the inside out.
Yep. And we use a duct board and a product called Mastic. It's like a rubber cement. If you're at home today and your unit lives inside your home, go ahead and pull back your filter grill and look underneath it, and you'll be shocked at what you see. You're going to see dust. You're going to see interior cavities along the walls and on the interior framing of your home.
Hanging pieces of insulation.
It's just a nightmare. So cobwebs, maybe, cat hair, dog hair.
Lint balls big as a cat.
That's right, cats. That is just getting pulled into your AC. So that's another real easy, real high return on your investment as far as your air quality and just the operation of your AC unit.
The duct test.
That's right.
Testing the integrity of not only the supplies, but the returns equally as important.
That's right.
We're here visiting with Jeff Carmichael from Rias, one of our ROSI certified home energy audit inspectors. And again, I can't get on a soapbox big enough, a mountaintop high enough, or scream loud enough. Not all home energy companies are created equal. I'll give you a perfect example. I was called out to a house by a man who lived on a lake with huge amounts of expansive glass facing west. The home energy audit inspector he called, which was not ROSI certified, recommended that he replace all of the light bulbs in his house with $8,000 worth of LED bulbs. Now, I said, don't do that. Let me come out to the house and visit. Let me take a look at it. I walked in. I opened the mechanical room closet. There's a hole in his return air plenum the size of a basketball. That wasn't even addressed.
Incredible.
On the other home energy audit inspection. Absolutely a sin some of these guys are even in business.
That's now, right. I gave my headset to Jason to talk about his energy audit at the beginning of the segment, so I obviously missed something. What are these texts saying, tell ROSI we love to throw cats too?
I'll tell you right after this break.